Print Coast to Coast. This podcast is brought to you by Print Coast to Coast, located on Savannah Road, just east of Five Points. From business cards to banners and everything in between, Print Coast to Coast is locally owned. So think outside of the box store. Shop at a business that is owned by your neighbors. More than just a print shop, they are like your own marketing team and are the local experts in every door direct mailings. Print Coast to Coast.
This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
Totally. I hate a guy with a car and no sense of humor.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hey, this is Tiff. This is The Film Effect. And you are with me. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in. If you're listening, I have a really awesome guest. If you've been all of the millions of fans, if you've been following my feed, you guys need to stop with the messages. My God. No, I'm kidding. But I've been like preparing for this movie this week a little bit. And the movie is, and actually, let me introduce my guest today. So Hello. Hi. my guest is Lori. Lori, why don't you say who you are?
Hi, I'm Lori Pio. I've been friends with Tiff for a long time now. I feel like I'm 42. I'm
a Libra. Yeah, let's just go through it. What else? Do you like walks on the beach? Should we do that?
Margarita's Walk in the Rain.
Yeah. What do you, I like horror movies and.
I love horror movies. I'm a bartender. I sling drinks.
Nice. Where do you work?
At Mateo's, Salsa Loco, Fenwick Island.
Yeah. And I was saying to her, I was recently at the trailer horror film challenge at the Revival House in Milton. And Mateo, I always call him Matt.
I call him Matt too.
Yeah.
It would be really
Is that
weird.
Real? Is his name
I
Mateo?
Think Mateo
or is he just making
Matt
up a Spanish?
Spanish?
It
I'm
going to
go out. I mean, we could Google that, it but I think so. Yeah. No, but I would feel really weird unless I like spoke Spanish. But no, I go with Matt.
I mean, I'm going to be Tiffaneo. If that's,
I don't even know what Lori would be.
Lorio. I don't know. Just add an A or an O. And then that's what you come up with.
Yeah. And it's almost like when people come in and ask for him and say Mateo, I giggle every time. Like, and then I make him feel stupid. And then I feel horrible about it.
No, but it's cool sounding. And it makes you seem foreign or something.
I guess a superhero-ish type feeling. Yeah. You know, like, hey, I'm not Matt. I'm Mateo.
I am Mateo.
Hear me wrong.
And is it Salsa Loco? What is it?
I mean, that is part of, I guess, I mean, technically that's the name of
Isn't
it.
That crazy salsa? What does that mean?
I just go with like, hey, I work at Mateo's.
It's cool sounding. I like it.
Matt's my boss.
Yeah.
And his daughter, Maddie.
That. Thank you.
Yes.
I already lost. Let's help me out.
I know.
Okay. So I had a point. So what was happening is that his daughter, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So she's super into horror and she's a very creative young lady. And she made a horror trailer and really she did it above the bar. I mean, it was all like,
yeah,
I can't even believe like watching it, how amazing it was for what she was working with.
And did you see her making it?
No, I mean,
you just saw it after.
No, and I know, you know, where she does it and what she does.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know what she does, but, yeah. And then I saw the trailer and then she won. I was like, oh my gosh.
I know. Well, she's really good. And she basically almost won the year before.
Yeah.
I think she said she did it by herself.
Yeah.
I'll have to, you know, if anyone's interested, maybe I can find a way to get a link on my Facebook page to like give her some exposure because she's really great.
Yeah,
I'll find out. I'll like message someone.
Yeah.
And they will. But today we are talking about the movie
Halloween.
And it's like one of everyone's favorites. I actually did a poll. I was trying to get people's input on whether I should review or talk about the movie Psycho. Or the movie Halloween. And it was a pretty close, you know, all of the votes came in, which was like 3,000. Lies.
Well, I was going to say, if they're in our like age range, I can understand why.
I don't know.
But I mean, if the viewers are, you know.
But you know what's funny is like I keep feeling like at this age, you know, and I'm in my 40s too, and I still feel like I'm young. But then like I'll show the movie to my kids. And the movie is in the 70s, late 70s. You can, is it upsetting
no,
you?
I got it.
The microphone
no, I got
is
it.
Very, it's in there. but it really seems dated to them. You know, they'll watch it and they'll be like, oh my God, look at their outfits.
I mean, I do feel like that, but my daughter, she, I feel like the way like she's dressing now, and I think she really embraces like my childhood, and she looks at pictures. And so when she watches that movie, she like, to her, it's almost like watching that little retro thing, but she's like into it. Like she feels like that genre is and that time period is so much more scarier than now, because it's the subtlety, and like it really, I don't know, I dig it, and my kids dig it.
Yeah, that's great. And how old are your kids, just so we know?
12.
12.
I have twins, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. God, I keep and they're awesome, man. I never see your kids, but they're like cool. You're like cool mom. Like, you just are cool.
I try.
You are. But Stella was really into Stranger Things, my daughter.
Oh, gosh.
So the 80s are fully back anyway, just the clothing, so that's true. But there's definitely like parts of those old scary movies that they think are, like this one specifically, that Stella rewatched it with me. Thank you, Stella. You're always participating. I just have to say that about you. You really...
Mommy's got dementia. Yeah, she needs help.
I do. I can't remember certain things, but I will not forget the day that we watched Halloween together on the sofa. And you said, that's stupid. Why did he do that? You know, like whatever you said. Because honestly, this movie's great. And it was, I think, like a groundbreaking film for Halloween, for horror movies. But there are some little problems with this movie. But there's so much great stuff about it, too. So I was going to say, like, out of your like, you love horror, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, like, is this high on the list for you, or?
Yeah, because I feel like it takes, what Halloween does is, I mean, you really don't see the gore. There is no, like, slashing. There's no blood. There's no, like, snapping of neck. I mean, you hear a snap sometimes. It is basically the fear of, it's almost like being stalked. Like, it's the fear of knowing someone's watching you. And the soundtrack, when that music kicks on, you're like, it's shit. Like, something's getting ready to go down. You don't even need to see it go down, but it's going to go down. Like, he's coming.
He is coming. Yeah.
It's almost home.
It's
like almost, I have these weird like moments in the ocean sometimes where if I feel something touch me, then the soundtrack of Jaws like starts running through my head.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting ready to get eaten. Like, I got to get the hell out of this water. It's that same feeling of
it,
like,
really is. No,
is there
yeah.
someone behind me? Because, and then all of a sudden the like music kicks in, you're like, it's Michael Myers. He's like coming up and he's going to like stab the shit out of me right now. So I don't know. And it's, you know, I just love the way, and I love the 70s, obviously. I mean, we were like 2 or 3.
That's what's so funny. I've been talking about a lot of movies. We talked about Jaws. Was it last week? No, an episode before that. And I'm like thinking, I was only 2 or 3 years old when these movies came out. How the hell do I know? And even The Exorcist, which I discussed. Right. But I guess I must have seen them like a decade later or something.
Because it was something like our parents watched every Halloween, you know. It was on, and you just, you know, back then, obviously, you had to be home at a specific time and watch it on television because you couldn't DVR it. You know, like, if it was on, you had to make sure you were home to
watch
it.
That's right. You couldn't just, like, on demand it.
Right.
I want to watch Mike Myers.
Right.
Boop. Nope. Yeah. Nope. Sorry. You better, like, just get on the sofa quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Or watch it from your phone, you know.
Yeah, I know. Right. Watch it from your phone. What?
Yeah. Like, what?
What has happened? I'm so sad. I don't understand. I know. I always have this. I feel so old when I have those conversations with my kids where, like, back in the day, you know, you had to go and just turn the channel. Like, there's all kinds of things. And I think that's why we love revisiting these movies, because especially the corded phone.
Oh, yeah.
The corded phone.
And her, like, answering the phone and, like, and having to stand in one spot and not being able to, like, run with the phone. Or,
oh, my
you
God.
Know, like,
no.
Like, nowadays, you'd be like, oh, shit, have your cell phone and have FaceTiming 911 as you're running down the street.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
Like, with 100 people on the phone with you.
Right.
Going, like, quick, run, get in. You know, but yeah, there's something about that time. Maybe that's why it seems a little scarier, too, is because you couldn't contact people so
easily.
You were
very secluded. Like, it was, if you were home alone, you were home alone.
I know.
Like, you know, I mean, and it seems like in every horror movie, the neighbors aren't home and there's no one on the streets. And, you know, it's always like that perfect storm of an empty neighborhood. But
right. Right. No.
But, I mean, it's, you know, it makes you like, when you think about like kids babysitting, it's like, man, just if you're going to survive Michael Myers, don't smoke weed and don't like
don't have
premarital sex,
apparently,
while you're babysitting.
Like, always brings up my Catholic upbringing. Yes. I'm like, sinners.
Yeah, I would have survived. I was a good girl.
Were you a good girl?
Oh my God, I totally would have lived.
Did you? And I'm thinking, who are these babysitters?
Yeah.
Like, these are really terrible. But yeah, and we should maybe let's like before, because I have a lot of little notes that I took, as I always say. But I'm going to, real quick, sorry, this is slow now. I've had to get into my computer. I guess I'm going to ask real quick while I'm doing this. So Lori, like, if you have a favorite scene from this movie, what do you have one that's like you just love the scene? It's like one of your faves.
Well, I mean, always the closet.
Because
that's so. I mean,
yeah.
That's
why?
It, you know, that's
why the closet.
Well, and then it was funny like rewatching it. And I think like critiquing it more and more. And I just recently watched the newest one that Jamie Lee did.
I know.
Seeing like 40 years later. So
oh,
then
Jamie Lee.
So then you can,
love her.
You have that moment compared where she's in the shadow of the closet. In the final one,
that's
where
right.
In the first one, it was him in the shadow behind her.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking, really? He can't get through that little wicker closet. Like, seriously? He's snapping people's heads off. And like,
I know. And that's the stuff where you're just like, how like well constructed is this thing that this guy can't get through it? But
that's
good
the
point.
Classic horror. When you are at home and you are cussing and jumping out off the couch and cussing at the television.
It's so true.
That is what horror is supposed to do to you. It's supposed to drive you nuts and then scare the shit out of you and then drive you nuts all over again.
It's so awesome. It really is.
I feel like that was like, you know, one of the classic moments in the movie.
That's a good one.
That and
well, you know, and coming from me being a photographer, the reason I like that scene too, and the reason I like it is the light.
Yeah.
Because you've got that light kind of like just like coming through those little slits in the closet, and it creates this like these lines, you know, and so that's always a fun visual for me. But real quick, so I'm going to pause you before we get really deep. So I'm going to tell everyone this movie, we're talking about the original Halloween, not the many sequels and the one they did in 2018, which was 1978. The director is John Carpenter, who we love, and it was written by John Carpenter and Deborah Hill. Interesting.
Oh, rest in peace.
Oh, and the stars are Donald Pleasance, Jamie Lee Curtis, Tony Moran, and oh my God, so many more. Hold on. We've got Nancy. I'm going to say all the names wrong. Nancy Keyes as Annie. PJ Souls as Linda, the blonde.
Yeah.
And
who played Tommy? That's probably the boy name.
Tommy. Who played Tommy? Oh, Brian Andrews. So we have like, and you know, those three girls are very iconic for me in terms of like, they really set the year, you know, like the decade.
Oh, yeah.
Just like everything about the way they interacted with each other, the look of them, the different personalities of them, the conversations of the girls just like walking down the sidewalk.
Smoking a cig. I love it. Smoking a cig.
Yeah.
Like, school, like, oh my God, are we going to the dance?
Yeah.
Like, there's always a dance going on.
Always something or a party.
Yeah.
Or somebody's going to get laid. Right. I mean, it's like.
But the good girl is always the one at home babysitting. And then the other ones, man, they're getting ready to get it.
They really are, and they're really disrespectful of people's houses, is what I came to believe.
They deserve it.
I'm sitting there going,
you got what you deserve.
I'm going to go leave this house. Why don't you bring him over here? You guys can do it while I'm over at the other house. I mean, they're just hopping houses for sex and booze.
Right.
Like, except for Lori, who's like just taking on everyone's kids.
Yeah, God bless her.
Poor Lori. Yeah, but she's great. And there's so many, like, interesting things I found out. Like, I've seen this movie a million times, and I thought, what can I find out about this movie that's different? And there is a lot of, like, interesting background on this film that I didn't even know about. I mean, some of the stuff I kind of knew about. I knew Jamie Lee Curtis was young. Apparently, this was her first acting role in a movie.
Yeah, I think then she followed up with Prom Night?
I don't know.
After, because then she kind of, I know she was trying to break out of that. She became like the horror queen of that time period, and which I mean, I feel like this definitely set her in that direction, because she has that like vulnerable but also a badass you know, like, like you're scared for her, but then you're like rooting for her to like kick his ass.
I know. She's always played kind of like that little bit of both.
Yeah.
And like she does it really well. There was that movie with, this isn't a scary movie.
True Lies.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah.
Just like in my brain.
Yeah. I mean, she's just got the best.
True Lies is a great movie.
And the thing is, her body and her boobs. Oh, like, my God. Like, to have a body like that and the most perfect breast and still have, like, a cool short haircut and kick people's asses, but still look so, like, bombshell and feminine and doing it. She's
and she looks real.
She like, is I real. Think that's Those why. Real boobies.
Yeah. But, like, even her look. Like, she's not, what do you call it? She's not, like, a stereotype of, like, a big boobs. Like, she looks like you can relate to Lori. You're like, yeah, I know a girl like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she looks like a normal girl I could be friends with. Not like just like some cheesy movie star that's like, hey. Like, she really does. And I think that's why they picked her for the, obviously that's why she plays Lori. So I guess what I'll do is let me, because I'm so excited, I'm just like jumping all over the place. But so basically the story is about, I'm going to give everyone the rundown. I mean, if you haven't seen this movie, God help you.
I know.
I just can't imagine you haven't. You don't know anything. You have to, like, at least, even if you don't like scary movies, you have to see Halloween. It's not even that scary.
I will say this morning I was rewatching it again because it happened to be on.
Yeah.
Because God bless, I love Halloween time. You know, you get to see it over and over.
Much. Yeah. Love it.
You wake up, you're brushing your teeth, it's on. You hear the music. You're like, oh my God. But in the beginning, when Michael Myers kills his sister, and then they start the movie and they, you know, they put what year it is. And you see him with the clown costume and the two older parents, like, standing in front of him. If you have ever really looked at the parents' faces, it's hilarious.
They're like,
like, really?
I wish you could see my face right now. And they don't say anything. And it sounds dubbed. Michael, what did you do? Or whatever, you know, and he's just standing there. What do you think I did? I
just killed someone with this big butt.
Yeah, I just murdered my sister.
Yeah, that was great.
How was your night? Did you have a good date?
Yeah.
Right. It's true, though. And, like, it's a great setup, you know?
It is.
It's a great setup. And I didn't realize. This kid is twisted.
This is twisted.
I know, but he's so cute.
I know.
It's like they. I think that was purposeful, right? Yeah. They want him to not look like a demented kid.
Right.
Which, what is that? I don't even know. Most kids are cute, really. I mean, aren't they?
Nowadays, everybody's demented. Who knows?
Like, I know. They really are. I don't know.
You can't tell. It's not like they're like.
It's inside.
Yeah.
It's not on the outside. Mine is definitely on the inside. I'll tell you that. People are like, you're cute. I'm like, you don't know. You don't know what's going on in my brain.
Don't let these overalls
Don't let
you.
Me be near a knife. I'm just kidding. Get me out of the kitchen. sorry. But there's a lot of themes. And one of the things I was. So, yeah. Okay. Backtrack. Okay. So the story is. We're with this the eyes of a person walking through a house. All we see is the point of view. This movie is all point of view, which is the best. It's, I think, the first movie to really do this, where the whole movie is shot through this, like, view of the killer.
Of Michael.
Of Michael. And so you don't even know who it is until you see the little boy.
Right.
Okay? So the little boy is, you see someone walking around a house, murders a girl, walks outside, mask comes off, little boy in a Halloween costume.
Right.
Clown costume, which is so
fitting. Oh, by the way, she was doing something very bad, so she might have deserved.
Oh, she was naked and having a boyfriend.
She was doing it.
Some problems with sex in this movie. Teenagers doing it, bad news. So he was upset. So he kills his sister. Then it's like, what, 15 years later?
Mm. So he's, yeah. Then
he gets put away.
Yep. And this is another thing that drives me nuts. What is wrong with these mental institutions?
I love it.
I mean, they're always.
They are.
They're constantly breaking out. and that,
which
Loomis,
I've never seen happen in real life.
No.
Which is. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm interrupting.
No, it's just crazy. Like, I'm like, gosh. Like, and if you murdered. I mean, I don't know what it takes to, like, go to jail or mental wards, but, I mean, get some security. Like, homeboy just killed.
Right. Like, I know. They don't care. Yeah.
And they're always transferring him somewhere.
They're like, they got to move him around.
Yeah. Dr. Loomis, God bless him.
He's so funny.
I mean, because the doctors always involved are so, like, they just want to know, you know, they want to know. And I think they're not as concerned about, like, stopping him from killing people. Like, they're like, oh, so why'd you kill this person?
Right.
Like, so that's also another weird.
Oh, their obsession. Their like obsession. Interest in with, like, you know, the
why
crazy.
Is he
killing? Why would he do it? Maybe he's just. Yeah. So, like, Dr. Loomis. And so they set up, obviously, so that you know this kid did something Right. Now it's 15 years later. It's Halloween night. And this is a thing that I love. I think the reason this movie's iconic in a way that, like, you talk about Jaws, like we were saying when I had my friend Rob on, Jaws was the movie that scared you out of the ocean. Okay. Yeah. Until people had seen that movie, people, like, thought of summer and beach towns and getting in the water with, like, no thought about it. No one thought about a shark. But then Jaws came around and suddenly you still, and she said, and we said too, to this day, people get in the water and they kind of have that thought sometimes where they're like, I could get killed by a shark. Like,
and then you're
which
like,
is just so interesting because that only came from a movie. And yeah. I think this is the first time with a scare, like a horror movie, where you see a very kind of, like, even though Halloween is scary, but it's a warm place for me. You know, it's like you put on a costume, you run around your neighborhood, you're totally safe and you're fine. And it's a fun night. But this was like, they kind of just took that idea and just went, like, not anymore.
Yeah.
You're never going to think about Halloween the same. Like, the safety of your neighborhood, the safety of a small town, that's out the window. And I think that this movie definitely did that around the idea of Halloween.
And made the boogeyman real life.
Like, real. Yeah.
Like there is a boogeyman, and he could be stalking you at any minute. And it may not be Michael Myers, but in real life, there are.
Yeah. You don't have to be in a city. Like, you could just be in your little cul-de-sac, and a man's just going to creep her into the back of your kitchen and kill you. I don't know. That could happen. Like, I think that's why it was so scary. And I think I've seen that in the other movies and the sequels, but they do it a little bit in this one too. I love how when you're with him and he's walking through these spaces, a lot of times there's music, but the music will stop when he actually does something sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. Like, there's some quiet killing that goes on where all you hear is the sound of the burn screaming. Right. And that's so upsetting. It's like, ugh.
Or just like the sound of a phone off the hook.
Yeah, like that's it.
Or like, creepy. You see them like walking through a backyard, and then they're actually looking through a front window, but you see them through a side window.
Yeah.
And all you see is just like that brush of his head, and that's enough to be like, oh my God, he's going around the back of the house. He's going around the back. And of course, homegirl is looking out the front door, so she's not looking behind her, so he's coming around the back, and you're like, no, turn around, like,
right, yeah, and he's calm. Yeah, he's not even rushing. He's like, I'm just gonna take a little stroll, and then he doesn't care. There's some funny scenes where where the little boy sees him across the street, like he opens the, you know, you can move, it's really invading your space. Okay. Just move the microphone. You know, having a microphone in front of your face is a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Just become friends with it. It's okay. So I thought that was interesting. Sometimes he's totally hidden. And sometimes he's in plain sight. And he doesn't move.
I mean, yeah. Like,
he's
if
like,
you
yep,
saw
here
someone,
I am, yeah, staring at you. I'm in the laundry now, by the way, which is so awesome. I'm like,
you smelling your sheets.
I'm like, just here I am outside the clothesline.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Driving like the station wagon from the Griswolds movie. Like, hey, oh, with a mask and crazy hair. No one thinks that's disturbing. Like,
they're like, that's Mr. So-and-so.
Whose dad is that?
Yeah, they're like, dude, quick, hide your weed. Like, they're not even thinking about it. They're just like, put it away.
I think he's been on a bender, man. He looks rough.
Yeah, nobody's, and it's, I think that's the other thing, too, is there's so many times when things happen in the night, but there's so many things in this movie that happen in just plain
daylight. He's just cruising around the hood. Like,
and that's even creepier. It's like, whoa, he's just in the daylight, walking around.
I think the thing that creeps me out the most about Michael Myers,
what
in
is
general,
it?
I mean, he'll kill kids, man. He doesn't.
Yeah. Like, and a dog.
There's no mercy.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Not the dog.
That was really bad. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, not the dog.
Michael, don't.
I'm like, that kid didn't do anything. Well, you're going to kill him. Just leave him. Like, leave him on the side of the road. You don't have to snap his neck. Like, really?
He's got a purpose, and it's to kill people having sex, apparently. So in the story, Michael gets out, which we're just going to walk through it a little bit. He goes to the mental institution or wherever. Dr. Loomis is
his unsupervised.
That's right. The doctor, Dr. Loomis is his psychiatrist, who seems to have all power over him.
Yes.
And they're moving him or something in the beginning.
Always transferring him somewhere.
Yeah. He doesn't like where he is. He's like Hannibal Lecter. He needs a better cell or whatever.
Better
he needs a better environment. I would like a view. He wants a view. So they're moving him. It's a rainy night. So they pull up to kind of, you know, go into the facility, and the crazy people are just wandering the yard. Like, that's my favorite, by the way. I'm like, And they're just like, hey, what is it with crazy people in movies? Like, I was talking about The Exorcist, and there's this scene where the priest walks through to see his mother, and she's in some, and they don't even explain where she is, if she's like in an institution or retirement. And I'm like, if this is a retirement home, this is upsetting.
Right.
Crazy women are just like, they're like rocking, and they're just like pulling their faces, and then they just they come at him and grab him, and I'm like, wow, what is it about crazy people? Like,
are they really that hostile? Like, is it?
I don't know. I don't think they are. I think that's so over exaggerated, but it's like so entertaining, you know, to see like people in white sheets just.
I also like seeing the nurse smoking a cig, like in her little like cute nurse outfit. And I mean, there's just something about like, God. I mean, '70s and '80s were just great. Like, who gives a shit? Like, nowadays everybody is so anal about everything. Like, everything. Oh, this is so bad for you. You can't do this. You can't do that. Like that.
I know.
Like,
it's annoying.
It's so annoying. Everyone's offended by everything. Everything's horrible. You can't do this. God forbid you smoke a cigarette. Now you're like, it looks like you're smoking crack or something,
right?
Or you're a leper.
I know.
But I appreciate that for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's,
well, that's because that's how we grew up.
Yeah.
And I think that's why,
that nostalgia.
Yeah, but
have.
You're a rare bird, because I kind of think that too sometimes, and that's just my take on like, everybody needs to settle down.
Just do you.
Just settle down.
If you want to smoke a pack of six, do it.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't judge. I do what I do for myself, and that's it. Like, right. I don't. But it is funny in the kids' culture. Like, I remember when the kids were little, and we were driving around one day, and I, you know, me and Nicole met kind of after we had our children. So she had told them things, and I was driving them around, and I hear Oliver in the back, and he's like, "Oh my God, look at that guy! Look at that guy!" And I'm like, "What? What is it?" And he's like, "He's smoking." Like, out on the street, I'm like, okay. I'm he's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
That's really bad. He shouldn't do that. I'm like, Oliver, people smoke cigarettes. I'm like, what are you saying? And it's innocent, because that's what he thinks.
Because, yeah, they have no idea now.
And listen, I get that. Like, we're trying to tell our kids like this, you know, people didn't realize it was so bad for you,
right,
and whatever. But, like, it is funny how they're, like, how their view of things is so different.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're all smoking Juuls. I don't know
going
on.
Oh God, I know. That makes me. It's like cringe, as my kids would say, cringe. I'm cringy.
Cringe worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different set of problems. It almost makes me wonder, like, if our problems were so.
I feel like they were all, you know, growing up is tough, but the times were a little less. Listen to that. I don't know. That was an interesting noise.
We just had to worry about Michael Myers like chasing us down the street. Now they have people coming at him on the internet and everywhere else. So, I mean,
yeah, it was like, don't get caught by your parents. Don't get pregnant.
Right.
Those were my only concerns.
Seatbelts, who cares? Who gives
I know.
A shit?
I was like, just don't get pregnant. Actually, that was my whole entire like teenage. Just don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
That was it. I don't know where that came from, but I was like, okay, all right, okay.
All right, got it.
Just watch it. You know, everything else was who knows what. But yeah, they have a lot more choices.
And we, like, Halloween, I feel like at a way younger age, we were just running wild, trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. My parents opened the door. Go!
Yeah, see you.
Bye. All night. See you later.
Now my kids are 12, and I feel like, oh, my God, I'm not leaving their side. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, I know. Have you seen the people that drive their kids around the neighborhood?
Oh, God, that's horrific.
What is going on?
Get some exercise. Come on now.
Well, what are they doing? I don't understand that.
I know. And then I'm like, what is the time? Like, when is it time to let go? And then is other people judging you? Like, is there a cutoff point, or is there like an age where they're going to be like, oh my God, Laurie just like dropped her kids off and let them trick or treat by themselves and they're only 12.
You know, I know. And I don't care anymore. I have to tell you.
Yeah,
I don't care. Like, I, you know, I think that you can't compare I knew we'd get into a parenting conversation.
Right, I know.
Look at us.
We can't. I know.
I think if you have kids, well, this makes you think about kids, because you're thinking about like,
they could be killed.
What's about little, or candy? Remember this candy scare?
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah. There's a razor blade.
Razor blades
in your candy. I mean, God, it was crazy. There were some crazy things that happened, but all right, I guess I'm getting off topic.
Okay,
so a couple themes. So he obviously comes back. I'm getting back to the storyline. So he, just so people know, so like, he escapes the mental institution.
Right.
Obviously, there was some kind of outage
or
something to allow the crazy people to just like roam free that night.
It was raining. Maybe there was an electrical.
That's what
issue.
I assumed was something like.
There was a thunderstorm.
Something happened where they were able to just get out.
Right.
And then he obviously, like, you know, steals the car. He grabs, you know, he doesn't kill the nun, does he? Or the nun.
No,
oh my God. Dementia. sorry, the nurse. No, say
she
that
escapes,
word.
But I'm then he ends up how he adopts the overall or the coveralls is he goes to a toe.
Oh yeah,
that's he kills the toe guy, and then that's how he adopts that suit. The
that
blue
suit.
I don't know where he gets the mask.
They don't even show him get it.
Yeah,
they just suddenly he has it.
I mean, I don't think like repair or you know tow truck drivers wear masks like that, so I don't really know where that came from.
Obviously, he stopped on the way. He was like, "I need a mask. I wore a mask when I was 10. I need to put one on again."
Is our hot topic around here?
I don't know. He's like, "I need something to cover my face." So then he it is
that.
An interesting choice, but yeah, and you can pull that thing like out. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel
I
you're
have a bad back. I have to keep moving. I'm
okay,
old.
Dude, keep moving up.
Your
move it around. Let's bring this outside. Yeah. Let's walk the town. Let's stalk people.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? At some point, guys, I kind of want to like my listeners. I think it'd be fun to take this to the theater. Maybe not
Let's
to like
take it on the road.
Let's take it on the road. Let's go to small towns and
oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I would go with you.
Would
I
you?
Like, I feel like I want to go with you everywhere
oh,
now. I
let's
feel like
go. Come on. This is what I'm saying. This is my favorite thing. So let me try to follow some kind of organization here. So he gets out, he gets the mask, and then of course it's on, and now he's in the town where he grew up, and he's trying to I think we assume that he's trying to find Lori, but no one really knows why. And they don't make it completely clear.
The only connection they really show you is, so she's with the Strodes now. I think later on you mm-hmm. find out, you know, that she was adopted or whatever.
Okay.
But so they're in real estate, so she has to drop the key off at the Myers home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he is already in the house.
Right.
And sees her drop the key off. And that's the first contact they make, the first time he actually physically sees her. And then he starts stalking her.
Yeah.
But it is very unclear in the first one.
It's unclear. Why. And I looked it up because I'm like, I got to remember. Yeah. But it's obviously his sister.
Right.
She was the baby of the family. And you don't even know. I guess she finds out later in the sequels that that's her brother.
Right. That she was adopted.
Yeah. And it's weird. But like, so, and it doesn't matter because we're just in, you know, and we're kind of, I kept thinking like, I think we're with Lori, and this is getting into like story stuff, but I'm like, who's our protagonist? Who am I with in this movie? And I feel like I'm kind of with Lori. I feel like we're supposed to be her, like kind of like experiencing this. But also Loomis, who, you know, it's funny. I think he's a good character. He gets a little ridiculous, which is hard for me.
Like, contact,
I mean,
the local authorities.
You're
not,
you.
I mean, you're not
thank
taking.
You. Thank
why
you.
Are you telling them to back down? Don't tell anybody there's a mass murderer loose.
No,
I got this.
No, or the one cop, which why is there only one cop in this town?
Loomis is like, I got this. He's like 70 years old.
Yeah.
Like, does he even have, like, did he have a gun? I think he
did. And he's like walking around in a trench coat in the middle of the night, just strolling the neighborhood.
I'd be scared to see him.
He's creepy. Hey, creeper.
Yeah, what's up, Loomis? Like, call the cops, dude. Like, get a SWAT team.
No, he just keeps saying, pure evil, it's evil. He's the demon of evil. Like, I'm like, this isn't helping. That's not what shrinks say, by the way. They don't call people pure evil. If you're a psychiatrist, there's usually some other answer. Yeah. But maybe yours should be in the other movie,
maybe it's gluten.
The Exorcist. Put on a priest outfit, figure out who you want to be.
Right.
Okay? Let's get it right.
Oh my God.
But there are some cool themes in this movie. One of them was obviously the themes around sex and promiscuity,
right?
Mental illness, drugs, doing drugs, which isn't really a big theme, but like I think there's that thing piled on, like we were saying earlier, of kids doing things they're not supposed to, and then like having to like die because of it, which is just
Maybe you should get some
awesome.
like
you know. And then, like, the good girl just never dies, you know?
She never slips either. If your babysitting, you want to get, like, skid-free socks or something, never fails. Like, Michael's and he doesn't run. He's walking slow.
No, he's just slow and chill.
If Michael was coming after me, I'd take off running down the street.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stop and knock on doors that have no lights on.
No.
I'd keep running like Forrest Gump until, like, I couldn't run anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to catch up with you.
No.
If you stop, take a break, go to the neighbor's house.
You're like, hold on, I need a sandwich. Really exhausted right now.
Oh, my God.
Let me get into the fridge.
I just slipped on nothing. Like, how are you falling? Ugh.
It's a, you know, it's a thing in horror movies.
It
We're
is.
So used to it. We're waiting for it. You know, when are they going to fall? Okay. Yeah. But this movie did have, and I noticed it this time, which I don't think I've noticed before, but when it's really on towards the end, when he's really getting, you know, the chase on with her, he's already killed the friends in a very theatrical way, especially, what's her name? Linda?
Oh.
The blonde.
Oh, yeah. Her, the one, yeah.
And I don't even want to get into how you can kill someone with a phone cord.
Right.
But apparently you can, which it's a very sloppy scene if you've seen it. It's like she's kind of like loose. You feel like you're out. You could get out of that. What's going on here? How's he killing you with
Fight
a phone
back.
Cord? She's just like, eh. And then, you know,
and
so
the boyfriend
and someone said, like, I'm going to do a shout out to my friend Becca Collins. Becca Jones, Becca Collins, all of the Beccas. She was kind enough to join me on the Facebook watch, and we were just chatting, and she doesn't watch horror movies, and I just kept begging her. I'm like, put it on, you'll laugh.
Right.
So she put it on like kind of towards the end with me, and she was saying all these funny comments, you know. She's like, how did he do that? A person can't be hung on the wall by a knife. Right. Like, what is he, superhuman? And then he can't get through the closet. What's happening? You know, so there were like so many little things she was saying that were so funny. And I was just like, yeah, that's horror movies. Get on board.
Yeah.
Come on with us. This is what we do.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's funny because I know we're talking about the original Halloween, but because I did just watch the reboot, which is, I don't think it's not a reboot. It's her 40 years later, just kind of closing the page of her life with Michael Myers.
I think there's going to be more.
No, not with Jamie Lee.
Not with Jamie Lee.
Done. This was her, I'm done. And I don't know. I mean, Michael Myers always comes back, but I feel like with her,
right?
With her, this was closing it out. And if you are going to watch the original, which you should definitely, follow it up with the most recent one, because the comparison is amazing. And seeing him 40 years later and seeing three women take on Michael Myers, you know, is awesome.
Did you enjoy that version?
My god,
I
loved it.
Did so, you
yeah,
love it?
Yeah, I did. Love it. I did, and I just love like the nods from.
Oh,
the,
from and I think
original.
That's what it was trying to do, was to kind of like for the people that to bring it back to the original, because they tried doing this stuff before and it did not like go very well. I don't think.
Well, she, I can't remember what one it was with LL Cool J was actually in it also.
Oh my god, I don't remember that.
And she was working at a school, a private school, and her son was there. In the last one, she has a daughter. And it was Jamie Lee, so it was still pretty cool. And it was basically like brother, sister, like, ah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Going after
was
each other.
Was that five? What is that?
Curse
of Michael or something. They're all the different.
Yeah, different. And
something.
Then you have your Rob Zombie ones thrown in the middle.
I didn't
also.
See those.
That's a different take. It's.
I need to see that. Like, I haven't dived, you know, I remember the first one and the second one. And I love the second one, too. I think the second one is.
There's a weird one also.
Pretty
like
cool.
Tyra Banks, too. That was a horrible one.
Oh, boy.
One. Yeah, there's
they just
there's
went
some,
everywhere.
Yeah, there's some shady ones.
But it is interesting because even for all the things that we're making fun of about this movie, it was a big enough hit for them to want to make so many sequels.
Oh my gosh.
Because
yeah.
people are ready. People will come. They're like, all right, Mike Myers, let's go. I don't care. Stick a needle in his eye. Bring him back to life. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I
mean,
see
it's
him.
All. And the fact that
we're fine with it.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, sure.
And it was John Carpenter's, the most recent one was him again.
Right.
So
they're
all back together collaborating.
And that
and
is
all
cool.
All those little like winks from the first one, it really does like kind of close the door on it. And it kind of like brings a lot of it back together. So a lot of things that you might watch in this first one, now when you do watch this last one, even if you don't watch all the ones in between, you kind of you can close like that little
book. I agree with you. I think
but
that's
watch
like,
all the ones in between, because
if
fun.
You want go for
it's
it
fun.
Yeah, all the different Mike Myers and the storylines, which they just changed up like
Paul
crazy.
Paul Rudd's in
what?
Three, I think. Yeah, he plays Tommy grown up.
Wow. Yeah, you have a good, you're the best guest for this. You really are. I'm like, not even, I can't do it this much justice. There's so many things that let me look at my notes. I talked about the themes of sex, that he's a voyeur. I just wrote the clothesline scene, which we just said. That was so funny. I'm like, why is he standing in the clothesline?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just in the laundry, hanging outside.
He's through all, he likes
I think that's why, like we said before, it's creepy and it's effective, because you wouldn't expect someone, and he stands there a long time.
And I think they've used that in many movies that might have been like the groundbreaking moment. Something about seeing like a man's feet and like the hanging sheets. Like, that's just another thing to make you scared. You don't have to see blood or gore or guts. A man
hiding behind a sheet
in your backyard is scary as shit.
It is really scary.
Like,
it is.
You pull that sheet away, like, what are you going to find? You don't want to pull that sheet away.
Yeah.
You don't. You're like, shit.
And it's slow. Like, I think there's so many horror movies, like you said, where they're coming at you. It's fast. There's a chase. Like, but, like, sometimes terror is just standing there staring at you in the yard. Like, that's amazing. Like,
okay, Tiff.
And what do you do?
Okay.
Nothing.
This is true story.
Are you going to tell me a scary story?
This just happened
Sunday. God. What?
This is, I did not make this up for this.
Let's do this.
And after it happened, I knew I was coming to you, and I was like, oh my God, like, it's going to sound like I made this up, but I swear in my life, I did not make this up. So my husband and kids went away this weekend.
Okay.
Saturday I was home. I'm terrified. I have four dogs though. So Saturday night, stayed home.
You have four dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know why I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, little guys.
You should be good with four dogs,
man. They're little. I mean, but they'll bite the shit out of your ankles for a while. I mean, they'll give you a warning.
Yeah.
And they'll cause a scene where maybe someone will be like, maybe I'll go to the next house because these dogs are nuts. So I stay home. I watch scary movies. Can't go to sleep. Smooth sailing. Go to bed. Everything's cool. Sunday, it's crappy, rainy. I put a face mask on. I got my robe on. I'm doing laundry.
I saw your post. I'm thinking.
I'm just chilling, like, get some stuff done around the house. So I walk. The whole front of my house is glass doors. And then, like, these blinds, like, whatever those blinds are called. I'm not, like, Susie Homemaker. I don't know what
you sound like me, so
yeah,
I'm
like
with
blinds
you.
Blinds of some sort.
Those things, like, the. I get what you mean.
Yeah, wood blinds or whatever.
You know, the ones you pull and they go up and down. I don't know. Blinds.
So, blinds. Not curtains, but blinds. So I have them, like, open where you can see through the slat.
Yeah.
This is broad daylight, middle of the day. So I look out and there's a Ford Explorer, like a gold color, parked behind my car. I'm not expecting anyone. I don't know anyone with this color vehicle. I'm like, what the fuck? So
did you get a knife? I'm just kidding. That's what I would do.
No, I grabbed my cell phone. I call my sister. I was like, someone's stalking me. Someone's in the driveway. I could be getting ready to be killed. She's like, there's only a minute and 15 seconds left of the Indianapolis Colts game. I got to see what's going
on. That's hilarious.
No, it's not. I was like, I could be murdered.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm like, you bitch. This is my sister. I'm getting ready to be slaughtered. She needs to watch the Colts game to see if they win or not. I swear on my life, this is true story. Just this past Sunday. I got a minute and 15. She's screaming. I'm like, I'm staring at my murderer.
Is the person in the car?
Okay.
Yeah, the details.
It's like a reflection. I can't see a human.
Okay.
I can see kind of like a apparition looking.
Like
type,
a shadow figure.
But yeah, but I can't see male, female, nothing. So then my sister's like, just walk out there and see what they want. I'm like, no. This is what they do on movies. Okay, so I walk out in my robe and my scary face mask. I might have scared them off.
I could have done the trick.
I did have a charcoal face mask on. It was just a little. But I'm like, no. Then they shoot me in my face or like grab me, pull me in the car, and then boom, broad daylight.
That's so nuts.
So, and I am going to get like kind of personal with this because it's crazy. Finally, like after 20 minutes, the person pulls out, and so I can see through the passenger window as they're getting to take off down my street, it's a male, a larger male.
Okay.
And I'm like, holy shit. And then I kind of looked at the vehicle, and I'm like, God, my mom and dad used to have the same vehicle. I think, now, I'm not positive, it could be my cousin Johnny, who I think my parents gave their vehicle to. Now, cousin Johnny did a stint in Cambridge. For
what does that mean?
You know, we're talking about the people running around the yard.
Okay. So he's got some issues.
Hopefully, he's not listening, or I will.
It's okay.
Be killed.
No one listens. I'm sorry. I know you guys are listening. Okay.
So, people are like, well, why don't you call him or text him? No.
Wow.
I don't want to draw attention.
So do you think he just like...
So it could have either been just a random dude, a stranger, a person lost, or my cousin who is slightly psychotic.
Wow.
But why?
Has he done anything to anyone?
Or he's when he goes into his he will send very graphic and obscene texts.
Wow.
To Pat and me, and he's like thinks the aliens. He's been chipped.
My
Big
God.
Brother's coming to get him. The government is, yeah.
Like you think he could harm you?
I mean,
you don't know.
I mean, I would hope not because I've known him my whole life. He's my cousin. He's my blood. But I'm not taking that chance. So yeah, I was like, I had a full blown like,
that's very Mike Myers.
Yeah, Mike Myers Halloween moment.
Yeah,
during just a Sunday.
I know,
like Sunday fun day got hairy on me.
Yeah, that's like, and you were alone. I mean, listen, and I've done what you. I'm the same as you. This is so funny that we've never had these conversations, but. I'm so like that. Like, Nicole has a joke about me where when she goes away or if I have the house to myself for a day or night, I don't know why my first thing to do is, like, find every scary movie on the channel and put it on. Put them on repeat. That's all I want to do. I'm like, come on, let's go. And so because she doesn't like them.
Yeah.
And the kids are still, you know, they're not really quite into it. Some of them are old enough, but they're not, like, into it like I am. And so I do this thing where I'll just, like, stay up late watching, like, horrific movies. And then I'm like scared.
Yeah. You're like, why did I do this? And then you're like, crap, it's a night I can actually get a good night's rest. And then I'm up all night because I'm scared myself to death.
I just get under the covers and I just do the whole thing I used to do when I was a little kid. But I still like it. And the funniest thing about the whole thing is that, so there was, I think it was last year, there was a few days she was gone and I really had some time at home. And after the first night of doing that, I started getting paranoid and I went into the bathroom before I went to bed one night and I was just like, I need a weapon. Like the second in my head, I'm like, just get a weapon. So I went and I pulled out like some scissors that were for like cutting your hair or something. Yeah. And I stuck them by the bed. So I forgot that I left them there the whole time. And then she came home and she's like, what the hell are you doing with the scissors by your bed? She's like, what do you think's going to fucking happen to you? I'm like, you never know. I'm like, you never know.
Yeah, it's better than like tweezers or something. At least you pick something.
Dude, I would have put some tweezers are fine too.
I'm going to tweeze you to death.
I'll think of anything. I'm like, that goes in the eye. That's good. That'll work. And it's funny too, getting back to my friend Becca. She's a really big knitter. Like she does amazing.
Ooh, those things.
She
sharp.
Does like a lot of. Just whatever that community is. She like spins, like, you know, makes yarn and like the whole thing. Okay. She's like super crafty. And when she was watching it and she did the whole, you know, that scene where she pulls it out of the knitting basket and she just like typed in with like exclamation points, knitters. Like, that's right. You guys win. You guys win.
Great weapon.
I know. I'm thinking like, I had no idea. Maybe I should be knitting. Yeah. They've got it going on, those people. They're always ready.
I can't sit in one spot that long.
They're always ready. They've got a giant needle.
Or they could strangle them with yarn.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so like many, so many ways to protect yourself.
Being a knitter.
You thought knitters were like just, you know, small time.
They're gonna hang you with their scarves.
They know what's up.
It's coming for you.
What's up, knitters? So what else can I get into this and I don't even know how long I'm talking to you. What else did I say? What else can I tell you?
That is funny though.
Mm-hmm.
Our true stories they're legit. I mean, there's some scary stuff going on a daily basis.
I had something happen to me. I've never really had too much that like real happen to me, but there was one instance and Nicole was, it's funny. I keep Nicole, you were with us today.
Oh,
and, I was doing a portrait in Fenwick at the Fenwick State Park. This is true. And this isn't like this is just creepy. And this, and Nicole decided to meet me there and just kind of like bring some of the kids. And so she was like on the other side, like I parked on one side of the parking lot and she had parked on the other and she kind of tried to stay away from my portrait just to kind of keep out of the way. And when I was done, I was hanging out for a minute and I started walking like towards, I kind of saw her and I was like, I'm going to head, back in. And I'm walking and there was this guy. I noticed there was a guy like on the beach who was just weird. And he just was kind of wandering. He was like an old man in full clothing and like didn't look like he was supposed to be on the beach. Like it was weird, even though it was at the end of the day. And I saw him disappear. And then as I was walking down the little boardwalk thing to come off the beach, I had all my gear, and Nicole, like I said, was kind of in another spot. So she just saw, and the guy was kind of standing around the walkway. And I remember I passed him, and I thought, and he was like weirdly smiling at me. And I was like, that's fucking weird. And then I'm like, just keep walking. Whatever. I'm like, who cares? Strangers. Whatever. So I walk, and I'm walking to the car, and then next to my car was this van. And it was a creepy van, really old van with like curtains in the windows.
Do you hear Tom Petty playing when you see a van? I swear. I would have had Tom Petty, American Girl playing in my head if I was
on
the
van. I'm sitting, and I'm stupid. This is the thing about me. I'm like the most clueless person, right? So I'm just like, doop, doop, doop. And I'm like, oh, that's weird, strange van. And I didn't think anything. And Nicole, I heard her scream, hey, Tiff. Why don't you come meet me over here for a minute? And, or whatever, she said something. And I was like, okay. And then, like, I noticed the guy, like, slowly walked past me, and he got into his car, and I was putting my stuff in the car. I was like, I'll be right there. And I look, and he's sitting in the front seat of the car, the van. And he's just sitting there, and he's looking at me with this creepy-ass smile, almost like laughing. He's like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm like, and I'm like, holy shit. And then he left, okay? And Nicole goes, dude, that guy was following you, like, right behind you. Like,
you're going to be his
sex
slave.
If I wasn't here, I think he was going to, like, try to grab you.
Yeah.
And I was like, because there was no one else in the parking lot. It was, like, that time of the day. And I never, you know, I remember I questioned it for a really long time. I was like, maybe you're just paranoid. Like, maybe that story. She's like, Tiffany, I swear to God, I had a sick feeling when I saw that guy. And then I saw the way he was following you.
Trust those feelings.
And I was kind of like, that's an Oprah moment.
Yeah, I mean.
Oprah's like, trust your gut.
Trust your gut. Right? It's for sure. Like, for sure. Your spidey senses aren't that good then.
They're really bad. I mean, I'm definitely someone who could have had a bad go in life. But, you know, what are you going
to do? I mean, I had a gut. I had a guy ask me to go. This is funny. My life is so weird.
We could do a whole podcast on Lori's life.
This dude, he worked at Montgomery Ward's and they had a Christmas party. And he was like nerdy. I guess I was a senior in high school. And he's like, I want you to be my date. I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, Mom, this dude is a super nerd. She's like, stop being like a brat, like stop acting like you're better than, you know, other people. Just go to his Christmas party. Stop be acting like, you know,
your mom hasn't seen Oprah,
right? I'm like no, I just don't. I just have a bad weird vibe on him. It's not that I'm being like you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a snob. Like, I'm not a snob.
I just get a bad vibe. Like, I don't want to go. Yeah. And she was like, just do it. So I was like, all right. So we go to Salisbury. We go to like this hotel or whatever, and he's trying to get me drunk off like Kahlua and creams. And I'm like, hey, dude, I got to go back home to Ocean Pines. I got to go to school tomorrow.
Right.
And he wouldn't take me home. He kept making excuses. So finally I called my girlfriend who was going to Salisbury. And a year older, I said, you have to come get me. This dude has me at this hotel and he won't let me go. So she comes, gets me, takes me.
Were you in a hotel room with him?
Yeah. I mean, we went the party was like at the hotel. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
in
the ballroom.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like I was away where I was like locked in a hotel, you know.
But you felt like, I don't have a way out of here kind
right.
of feeling.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I, even though I'm 30 minutes from my house, I still felt very like, let me, like, I need to go.
Right.
And so she came and got me. Long story short, too late probably, years pass. A friend of a friend says, hey, you know that dude that you went to his Christmas party? I'm like, yeah. He went to his girlfriend's work, shot and killed her.
Shut up.
No, shot, blew her head off.
Oh my God.
And then tried to kill himself in front, like after he did it at her workplace and missed, shot his jaw off, and now he's in prison.
Holy shit.
I said, Mom, don't ever.
Yeah, you're like, Mom, you do not have a good gut feeling.
I know. If I'm being a snob, I don't give a shit.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that could have been me. I mean, probably not, but.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, like I went to a Montgomery Ward's Christmas party with a murderer.
Yeah, you did. That's crazy.
That's some true
now
shit.
Now I'm scared in here. I know. I'm scared in this little room.
I've got stalkers.
Does anyone have a knitting needle, please? Who's knitting? Somebody, Becca, where are you? Yeah. No, really, that is scary. Like, I think this is the theme of, like, you know, this movie brought this up for people, which is, yeah, like, people can stalk you and kill you. And yeah. and it can happen without you even realizing it.
It can happen in Ocean Pines.
It can happen anywhere. And it does happen. I mean, listen, I listen to a lot of true crime
yeah.
in my free time when I'm not watching horror movies on repeat. It's crazy. But I guess it's a good thing. Sometimes horror movies can prepare you, you know?
Well, yeah. Like,
for like, you know, right, like, you're not
Sunday. I'm not walking outside and right. looking.
You're like, I'm
and
not
being
doing
like,
that.
Hey, dude, what are you doing in my driveway?
Right. Right.
Why would you break that barrier of my front door?
Absolutely.
And leave myself vulnerable.
Yeah.
Is it silly that I was thinking that, like, you know, it is broad daylight. Is this really going to happen? If I am silly, I don't give a shit. I'm alive. Like, I don't care.
No, and who cares? Like you said, who cares?
People are psycho. Like you said, Michael Myers is walking around in broad daylight.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure if I were to do some digging, there's probably plenty of stories of people that have done... I mean, listen, think about serial killers, and that's a whole other show, but I've watched a lot of things about serial killers, and some of them would do that. It's not like what people think. It's not like, you know, it's night, and it's like... It's like... You're coming home with your groceries and someone's in your kitchen and now you've been kidnapped and murdered for three days of torture. And I mean, that shit it doesn't happen often.
Ted Bundy,
you know, he looks like that. So this is the fear. And these movies kind of helped. And God, this is, we're already like an hour in. This is crazy. I could talk to you for like 4 hours.
I
even had like a little script scene that I thought would be fun to read. But I feel like I feel like we don't need to.
No,
we just have good chat.
Yeah.
I did want to make a few little, and this is why I wanted to do Psycho too. I didn't, you know, John Carpenter, as I was doing it's weird, I'm jumping around, but what's weird is I had this idea of doing Psycho and then Halloween, and I was, because I love Psycho so much, and I
have to rewatch it.
It's so
good.
It's
been a while.
You should. It's like kind of worth a good watch. But they're really connected, and I didn't know that. I actually just thought I picked them randomly out of a hat, and I was doing this like research on Halloween a little bit. And John Carpenter, because, you know, he's a film guy. So he did a lot of things in this movie is like a bit of an homage to Psycho. First connection, which I totally forgot about, was that Jamie Lee Curtis herself is
Her
the
mom.
Daughter of Janet Leigh.
Yes.
Okay. Which is just so Janet Leigh is the star in Psycho.
Yes.
Okay. Who gets murdered like 20 minutes into it, which is so awesome.
The whole shower.
Yeah, yeah. And they kill the protagonist. Like, you don't ever see that coming. And that's why I want to talk about Psycho someday, because there's so many great things about the way he did that movie that were really, and to this day, really unconventional. Like, I don't know if you knew this, but when he was, the movie came from a book, okay, that a guy wrote that is actually based on the real serial killer, Ed Gein. So Ed Gein, you know, happened, which was, he was the guy that they based Texas Chainsaw Massacre on. He was a guy who had a house of horrors. Like,
really?
He had...
How do I not know this?
Well, you should look it up. But,
yeah,
like, he basically had, like, an obsession with his mother, and he dug up her body after she died, and he, like, basically stuffed her and put her in a room and had her sit there for years. Like, when they finally went into it, because there was a murder that they caught him, and his house was, like, you know, human lampshades, and, like, everything in his house was made of skin. It was fucking so disgusting. And it happened in the 40s, which is just so crazy, because we think, like, only scary things happen now.
Right.
The
back
40s,
then, yeah, but
man.
Back then, you could
get do
away.
Anything.
Yeah. Like, we're seeing Ted Bundy's 70s. You could go from state to state and wear, and wear someone else's skin, and... You'd get pulled over and they say, let me see your paper ID.
I know there's no picture on it.
Like, write someone else's name in.
It's so crazy.
You could get away with murder.
So what I was saying about Psycho is, so he, like, you know, he got the story. The guy that wrote the book Psycho was what, you know, and then there was a script made and he wanted to make it. And he kind of made it like an indie movie because nobody wanted to back it. The time it was all like, you know, studios were making these, you know, like Columbia and Sony and all these. So they're like, we're not putting money into that. You're insane. So he got like basically money from his TV show and he was able to fund making Psycho in a very kind of like low budget for the time. But the book was out, okay? And he had this idea in the story to do this storyline with the main character and have her die 20 minutes into the movie. Now at the time, people would go to movies because like it was just a different time. So people would roll into movies late all the time. There were double features. They would just be like, let's just hit the movies, and they might go in 30 minutes late. And they didn't care because they were like, it's a dumb movie. We're just going to go see it. And he didn't want people to do that. So first thing he did was he tried to buy up every book in Los Angeles. Like, he just went around and bought Psycho off the shelves so people couldn't read the story.
Wow.
And the second thing he did was he made this this is so cool. And I got to get somebody on here to talk about if they were around when this movie came out. But he would not let you into the theater if you didn't get in when it started. So if you showed up to buy a ticket 10 minutes, 5 minutes into the movie, they're like, you cannot enter this movie. So he created a lot of mystery around what this movie was going to be about. Which is so cool to think about. Like, they don't even do that now. Like, I would love that. I'd be, and the lines were around the block because people were like, what the fuck is going to happen in this movie that I can't go to it 5 minutes late, you know?
Dude, I'm not missing any movies 5 minutes late nowadays because it costs you an arm and a leg to get in there.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I'm sure it was like 50 cents back then. Now it's like 15 bucks to get in. So I'm going to see every preview. I want to see every.
I want my damn money's worth. No, it's really expensive. You're right. But I'm getting on a tangent, and I know, like, but there's a lot to say about Psycho. And so first thing, Janet Leigh is her mom. Awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she must have had, like, I can't remember what.
And Tony Curtis is her father.
Tony Curtis, yeah. Good genes. They're both. That's why she's gorgeous.
I know. God damn her. And also, I didn't realize this, too. This is all my little research. But so Sam Loomis, Dr. Loomis, is actually, his name is the name of the character. So in the movie Psycho, do you know that when she's having the affair in the beginning of the movie with that man?
Yes.
His name is Sam Loomis in that movie. Okay. So that's why he pulled Sam Loomis. And there's all kinds of little things like that. And I'm trying to think if I can find any more of them. But he's, you know, and then also there's the scenes where he, people are at home like watching this old scary movies, like the kids on Halloween night and Halloween.
Yeah.
And The Thing comes on the TV because he ended up making The Thing, I think, after this.
Yeah.
So he was almost like giving you hints, like, I'm going to do this after this, you know. And there was just, I love that. It makes me just love John Carpenter more because just to hear those little things is so much fun. What else can I share?
I was kind of like.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm dominating.
No, I was just thinking about like, I was like visualizing the movie as you were talking. And just like the end, how Dr. Loomis takes that one shot, or I guess maybe it was two shots to kill him.
Right.
And you're like, really? Like,
yeah, and then he just falls off the balcony.
And I mean, I will say it definitely is a very abrupt ending. Like, I kind of was like, really?
You're like, that's it?
You know, and now knowing that there was more after, but you're like, what? Like, I thought Jamie Lee would have more of like a, it'd be more of a long, drawn out battle where I felt like at the end it kind of like.
No, it did feel kind of like. It was just like,
I wonder if that was on purpose.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe they liked to leave it because they didn't know how it was going to do.
Yeah.
And so they were like, well, we'll just kind of
see what.
We'll kind of see what happens.
And what if people are asking like, hey, what happens?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I mean, that's what I was like. Wow. Like, if I was watching them for the first time, I would have been like, that's it, really? I mean, there's got to give me more.
Gone, right? I totally. Yeah. I don't know why. I just watched it the other night.
Yeah.
For us to think that, like, he could come back again. I mean, I think you're right there. They just kind of end it. Like, and doesn't she say, like, was that the boogeyman?
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, and that's, like,
and
the last line.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, it goes to where it just says Halloween.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
And that
it's
little
so
pumpkin.
Good.
I love the little pumpkin. Like,
right?
Yeah, and the credits and stuff, yeah.
And I have facts about that. I have
and
so many
did,
weird
facts.
And
they reuse that also.
They do. Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the font and everything. So that's another thing with the newest Halloween with Jamie Lee. They use the same font for the credits, the same music, the same pumpkin. And for some reason, that gives you that nostalgic, like, oh, my God, like, I'm doing it all over again. But instead of being a baby, I'm, like, 42.
Yeah, and I think that's so purposeful.
And you're also going along that journey with Jamie Lee saying, like, wow, like, we were young then, and then look at her now. Like,
I know.
She's 60 or whatever, and she's like.
Oh, like, and they copied scenes exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The scene with her in the classroom. Which she isn't in the classroom, but it's the daughter, it's her granddaughter, is in the classroom, in the corner, by the window, looking out. Those are exact scenes from the original, which I knew that. I was like, that's the scene.
Yes.
And then she has that quote from the book. I don't know what they had her say, but like, if you saw the original and you saw that, you were like, oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah,
you know?
All the little, I love it.
It's great. It's great. And I think, and so some other interesting things for people before I feel like a few more minutes, I should probably pause this podcast and kind of maybe we'll talk about another movie. I don't know what I'm saying. They shot the movie in California, even though it was supposed to take place in Illinois.
Right.
And it was not the right time of year. So they could barely find pumpkins for this movie, from what I understand. And they also painted leaves because they couldn't, they had to create fall. And they even said in one of these things I read that if you're really careful and you look closely, you might see palm trees in the background because.
Oh, I want to watch it again.
Isn't that weird? Yes, there's like spots awesome. Where if you really, you have to look, but like you might be able to see it because it was California and they had to do it that way. And actually the biggest fact that I found that I, and this is a film nerd thing, is that that's so effective way they shot this movie, which was that voyeur kind of moving camera, yeah. almost documentary where you're looking through the eyes right. of Michael. Happened kind of by accident because they had such a low budget for this film. And at the time, they had just come out with kind of the first Steadicam for film. Wow. So it was this like kind of, it was called GoPro. The Panaglide or something. And they were the first people to use it in a movie. So he got lucky enough to like have this new way of shooting. And it actually was a cheaper way to shoot than to have like rigs and dollies and tracks. And so it was a little bit experimental to say like, how am I going to use this? But it became
so effective.
It became the way we remember this yeah. movie. And it became the way that other movies after it started doing this. So he really kind of got lucky to and find that, yeah. that advent of that technology to happen at the same time and then have it be so perfect.
And hearing them like,
and the breath, yeah, yes, like the breath.
So it's like you feel like you're almost sitting on his shoulder. You're like, you're like walking with him. Like you're looking at Lori, like I'm gonna kill you. Like,
and
you
it's feel disturbing.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Because now it's like I'm the pervert.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I'm the
like,
killer.
Ew, like I can smell his hot breath right now.
Ew, I know. What's with the heavy breathing? But I think we all feel that. You put a mask on and you get the breathing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. One other thing, what else can I share? This is a scene that gets overlooked, and I just think it's so, talking about all these stories you just said about being scared of people outside your house. When she escapes the house, she goes knocking on the neighbor's door, and nobody helps her, by the way. And they're in there.
Nobody cares.
They're like, sorry.
Turn the lights off.
And she's actually doing some great acting in that scene. She's really screaming, somebody help me, please. Help me. Like, she's really trying. And, like, nope.
Dude, let me tell you something. At least back then, people actually answered their door when you knocked. Nowadays, oh, God, there's a comedian. I can't remember who it was. I was watching.
So crazy.
I was watching on Netflix. Jerry Steinfeld's driving in cars.
Oh, yeah, I love that show. Well, yeah.
He's with that Italian comedian. And
this is it Tom Irera?
It no. might be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. When we were young and the door, you heard the door, the mom said, oh, my God, we're having company. Like, get out the good whatever. Make coffee. Like, we're having company. Now, when you hear a knock on the door, everyone dives under the couch, closes the freaking blinds, like, peeks out the door, like, holy shit, who's coming by our house right now? Like, what the fuck? Like, everybody,
right?
Text somebody because you don't want to hear their voice and you don't want to see them.
No. Like, you're like, why guess are you, what, yeah. guys? Someone's being murdered out front. Hey, let's take a video. Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to get involved.
Instagram that shit right now.
Yeah, you're
now.
Like, quick, take a picture.
So at least Lori had, like, a little bit of a chance, unfortunately.
But it's such a, you know what's weird is I keep wondering, like, what was that about? Because when you make a movie, listen, I'm not some kind of look at all the movies I've made, but like, especially if you've no money, I can imagine every scene is going to cost dollars, okay? So every scene should have a point is usually what I think.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just going to like throw money away. So it's a weird scene. And it's like, I guess it's important because we're supposed to realize how screwed she is in that moment.
Yeah, how helpless she is.
Like, you know, or maybe to make us think that, like, maybe that's what people are really like. You know, like, maybe in movies, people don't want to help you in real life. Like, people, I don't know, but it makes me think a little bit.
I think they're smart.
I don't know.
Because
don't
the
know.
People that do open the door, man, they're goners usually.
They so, really are.
So it's like,
oh, good. How can I?
Yes. Good on them. Good on them for like, keeping
yeah,
the door
right,
like,
right.
They're like, deadbolt, deadbolt, yeah. deadbolt.
Usually the scene is like, opens the door and you're like, someone's trying to kill me, and they're like, oh, should I call the police? And the next thing you know, they get stabbed in the head
yeah.
from behind. That person's
then
dead.
They go to get on the yeah. rotary phone and it takes them 3 hours and Michael Myers is
right
behind them. They're like, I just got to 911. I don't know, was it 911 back then? Has it always been 911?
I think it has been always 911.
That's a good question.
I don't know,
I don't recall.
I think it's always been 911.
I remember 411 or star 69.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Star 69 was to find out who called you.
Yeah,
that was like when the babysitter, yeah. When a stranger calls. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
I do. I.
It's when the babysitter's there all night and then there's someone stalking her. And then at the very end, it's like, the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh my God, that's kind of like, I just have been rewatching Screams with my kids.
Oh, the Scream franchise. Yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah. That's the same thing. Like, I'm looking right at
you. Right. I'm right here. I'm in the closet.
Know? I'm like,
I tell you what. I will say, doing this like month of watch, like it's really been a month of me like researching scary movies and looking at them, and I'm like, I gotta make one. I'm done.
Oh my God,
let's do one. Like I'm like, I know I do them with the kids, and the kids have been game, but I always have to make fun of it because they're really scared actually. So I don't really like make a scary one, but I'm thinking like maybe it's time to get adults involved and like,
hey, let's do it, man. Let's make this winter. You guys could collab. I'll help. You know, I'll just be in it.
I know she's really great. Yeah. So like maybe that's what needs to happen.
You two are super creative. I can totally see that happening.
I think it would be super fun.
And she needs a mentor. You know, she's 21.
Oh really?
She's a youngin. So I mean, her ideas are crazy. It would be good to have someone like kind of.
She seemed kind of interested in talking to me.
Oh, I bet. I mean,
she was like, "Oh my God, you're
so young." Yeah. I mean, she interned and she passed up college this year. She wasn't ready, and she just wanted to focus on, you know, her creativity and stuff. But that girl, she could.
Yeah, her stuff was great. I'll have to listen. If you guys are listening, I will try to get a link and post it. This is a young girl who made a really awesome trailer.
Madison Griffin.
Yeah, it was really cool. So I don't know, Lori. What else should we say about this movie?
It's just every year it's like watching Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin or, you know.
Yeah. Or yeah.
You got to watch that movie, you know, Home Alone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Halloween is the quintessential, like, if let's do this. Let's do Halloween.
It's the basic.
Let's get in the mood and, you know, all ages.
Yeah.
It's not gruesome. It'll get you feeling scared without like totally disgusting your kids.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, give it a try if you think it's so scary.
Yeah,
it's not like watching a lot of other movies that really are gross.
You're getting scared without the violence and the, you know, there's a little, I mean, even the sex scenes, it's not like it's like full-blown, you know, whatever.
No, it's like somebody's topless for 2 seconds,
right? It's a little dry humping, so I mean it's
nothing. No,
so
get me a beer.
Yeah.
You get the beer. No, you get it. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh my God, man. Have you watched The New American Horror Story?
Yes.
With the nod back to the 80s. So that kind of gives
the
you...
The camp thing?
Oh my God.
I think they kind of lost their way a bit with that series, but yeah. I'm still a big fan of it. I don't care. I just love,
I love the
Sarah Paulson, who wasn't in this one, but she is like my fucking favorite.
She's so gorgeous.
I fucking love her. Beautiful. And did you know... And Billy...
Yeah, that's Princess Leia's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you love her? She's awesome.
She's good. She's starting to come into her own, too. Yeah. And then you have Julia Roberts' niece.
What? That's Julia Roberts' niece?
Not her.
The other one, yeah.
Brown hair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I see it.
What's her name? Oh, Roberts. What's her first name?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
I had never put
that together. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's...
The brunette.
Yeah, that's Julia Roberts' brother's daughter.
Is that the one that's in all the Eric Roberts?
Eric Roberts, the one that's in all the B-movies.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love, like, I do feel like they lost their way, the whole thing with the Night Star, the two.
I mean, it's still fun for me. I know it's campy, so I don't care.
It is. With the that kind of got weird, and then they die, and they come back. But I don't care because I just love seeing, like, the outfits. I love, like, the music for the opening credits.
The opening credit sequence is sick.
I know. I feel like I could just play that over and over.
Oh, I loved it so much. Yeah. I literally got excited just for that. Yeah. I mean, and Stella was in the kitchen. I'm like, look at the opening credits.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
Yeah, and actually the funniest, and now we're just totally on a different thing, but like one of my favorite parts is when she's teaching the jazzercise or the whatever aerobic class, and the Night Stalker just happens to hang out in the background,
yeah.
And he's like, I'm kind of into this. He's kind of moving around. I'm like, that is so funny. I just think they must, I feel like the writers must sit around and have so much fun with this. They're like, oh my God, let's put them in jazzercise. Like, let's,
yeah.
Let's
and
just go.
Friends, like,
let's
and
just,
they're all their like man oh, parts man. Are all like, cat, like it's I'm obsessed with him also.
Oh. Which one?
Cody Fern. Is that his name?
The blonde?
Yeah.
He played on the last one was kind of sick.
God, I loved him. That's
he is, though. He
then
is
I started
very...
stalking him on Instagram.
He's an awesome actor.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Did you see the Versace?
Yes.
Because he's in that,
yes.
And he's great in
he
that.
He gets killed in that, yeah.
That is a really fucked up show, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, now...
I can't believe that happened. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the whole... Yeah, it's nuts. And I just watched the American Horror, the writers, their new one.
What's that?
Sometimes I watch these things so fast, I can't even remember what the hell they were called. It's about college and becoming president. And
what is that?
It's a lot of cast members that have been in previous stuff. What is it called?
We can look it up.
Yeah.
We can look it up. Dude, I got to have you on like every other. We got to do just a scary movie podcast.
Tiff, I'll come hang out with you anytime.
I need co-hosts. I also wanted to talk about it. There's so many that, and The Joker is another one, which I need to discuss.
Yeah, see, I was half drunk the other day watching it at home on, I have one of those pirate, like, fire stick things.
So you can watch it at your house?
Yeah, but I was hammered, so I don't remember. I got to rewatch it.
That is so good, Lori. You got to, like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's something that I need to talk about on this podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then I will say with it, if we talk about this another time. I do like the remake first one with the kids. I did watch the second one with the adults.
Yeah. You didn't like the second one?
No, I wasn't into it.
I liked it. I cried. I told people, I said, here's how weird I am. I just saw part two of It, and I cried like a baby. As if I had just seen, like, Terms of Endearment or something. Like, I'm sitting there like,
what,
I'm
so when, moved. When the dude's I'm dying so at the end and the... Like he kind of saved the day, and he was the nerd with, like, all the health issues. That guy?
I think what it was for me was the idea of, like, people struggling individually with their own problems, and that the only way they can face them is in a group. And I've had that like theme in my life a little bit of like isolating, and then like when I reach out and I get support from people, I'm able to face hard things in my life, which has really taught me a lot. And so that's why the movie made me emotional, because right. I was like, oh, they're all having a hard time, but then they come together, and then it's like, we're going to fight this thing. And then they all kind of come
except
to their...
Except for one that decided he wasn't strong enough, so he killed himself, which was pretty...
That was sad.
That was really sad.
That was sad. But, you know, Stephen King, he's deep. He's a deep dude, and Dr. Sleep is coming, which could be a really good one to talk about.
Yes! Ewan McGregor.
Let's go. We'll see Dr. Sleep.
I love him, too.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, this has been really fun. I hope that wasn't a complete mess of information for you. And there's still so much... in this movie to just discuss. But it's a great movie if you want to connect to your childhood. If you're somebody in your 40s and you just need to go back to the 70s a little bit.
Do the marathon.
Get
ready. It'll like just tune in right now and just start watching.
Is it on TV?
Halloween.
Like, oh,
my gosh,
please
AMC,
do.
Yeah. AMC, TNT, USA. Like,
she's plugging it, man. Come on. TNT, come at us.
Yeah. AMC, definitely.
Yeah.
9 a.m. this morning it was on.
That's awesome. And the music we didn't even discuss, but the music is almost a character in itself.
It's amazing.
And he basically did that himself. He did it himself. Yes. He was like, I don't have time. Boop, boop, boop. He just kind of knocked it out. And apparently in the credits, he wrote like some orchestra because he wanted it to have some like...
Iconic.
He wanted it to have like, you know, a bigger feel than just I wrote it myself. And one more little fact I'm going to give you guys just for fun. Because the movie was done on such a low budget... the wardrobe was no wardrobe. People wore their own clothes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That's
they
awesome.
Literally just wore their own
and
clothes.
I dig it. Like, I love that style.
Which is so much more fun when you watch it, because you're like, they didn't have money to buy a wardrobe. That's so funny. So, like, that's awesome, you know? And I might even post some more of this stuff on my Facebook page if you guys are interested.
Yeah, you might want to, you were saying the low budget with Psycho. I wonder what the difference in budgets were between Halloween and Psycho.
I don't know. And I know, well, you know, black and white was definitely a choice for Psycho. And I don't know. By then, I think they, maybe they didn't do color yet. I don't know. But I think that which Hitchcock was, and that's a whole other show, but Hitchcock, he was such a storyteller that, like, he was so good at that, you know. Sometimes I think stories do get lost with all of the technology that we have now. There's so much you can do that, like, people forget that, like, there needs to be a story here, guys, you know.
Sometimes I feel like nowadays you don't get that like raw scary feeling like you did, in because it was such a like free environment, more like there was, it was right, like loose,
yeah,
you know what I mean, like we lived like fast and loose, like you could do, well, you know, go wherever, do whatever. You didn't have a phone in your hand at all times. Like, if you were out, you were out.
I know. And now they try to do, and now they've got like this thing with the when you're going to die off app on your
Jesus,
phone.
Yeah.
This movie, not, I don't know it. I'm sorry, I haven't seen it. I'm not going to knock it. But like, I guess that's where they have to go, because we're living in a technology age. You know, it's like,
yeah, you can't.
But it's hard for me. Maybe this is where I'm an old fart. You know, I don't get into it. I'm kind of like, what? What is this?
I
prefer these slowed down movies. I like the 70s movies. They don't rush you through the story. I I like that. I don't need it to come at me 100 miles a minute, you know?
Well, I feel like a lot of the movie makers and television show makers get that, and they feel like we're going to have to put it back in the 70s and 80s to give you that feeling. So that's why you're getting things like Stranger Things. Or
God,
you're getting,
Stranger Things was good, though, yeah.
And you have to do, if you're going to go back in time, you better make sure it looks right. Because if it looks half-ass, that makes it completely...
Does it piss you off?
It pisses me off for that. So I feel like they do a good job.
Right.
Three from Hell, I had told Tiffany, I just watched Rob Zombie. The storyline may not be like the best.
Yeah.
But he's so good in taking you back in time to where you're like, shit, I'm in like 1977 right now, you know? And you're watching it. You're not watching actors dressed up in bell bottoms like at a soundstage.
I know what you mean.
That pisses me off.
Does it?
Yeah. So,
well, this is why we love it, guys.
Authentic.
Yeah. Well, I wanna thank everybody for listening, and I wanna thank Lori.
Yay, Tiff! Thank you.
Woo! And we need to come back and do this again. I wanna make a quick plug because I didn't do it earlier to all the other shows on this network, out of the back of the Thomas David Salon. You know, right now.
That's awesome.
People are getting their hair cut on the other side of this wall, which
is why.
I'm
gonna go get my hair did.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is why this is amazing, and I love it so much. So we have the Rehoboth Social Podcast Network, as Tom is calling it, RSPN, which I love. And there is my show, The Film Effect with Tiff, Anonymous with an Honest Recovery Podcast. We have Broken Stoked with Tom and Carlos. And, of course, The Sidekick Show. Full Send with Tom and Tiff, which I don't know who wants to, you guys should tune in. That one is a silly mess, but we are.
I got a little bit of it when we got here. I could tell you guys are hot.
I think we're kind of doing that in here a little bit too, but that's why this is so much fun. So please listen. If you like my show, guys, please like it. Please follow. Please subscribe. Download episodes. Rate and review. Rate and review me. It's really important so I can keep this going. Send me messages on Facebook, on Instagram. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I'll talk about anything you guys, if you want to be a guest on the show. Lori, what do you think? Was it okay?
It was amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
All right. See, so this is
very
fun times.
Very comfortable. Fun.
Yeah, and I give you coffee.
Yeah, I got some coffee with some creamer. Questionable creamer.
You will get coffee with questionable creamer. And I'm working on merch. Next time I'll throw a t-shirt at you. I'll just give you prizes. So thanks, everybody. And join us next time.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yeah. Please embrace Halloween, goddammit.
Yeah.
It's like amazing. It's my favorite holiday.
Yep.
All right. Peace out. Bye, everybody.
Later.